Poslušajte Slovensko dana, ta dan petek 6. maja 2016. Danes sem povabil posebnega gosta, gospoda Edija Kontelja, ki je nam zelo dobro poznan v slovenski skupnosti, še posebej v Viktoriji in v Geelongu, saj je Edi veliko let bil aktiven v občini mesto Geelong kot svetnik in sem ga povabil na današnjo dajo, zato ker vsi vemo, da je viktorijska vlada prejšnji mesec razrešila občino v mestu Geelong. Več o tem in da lahko več izvemo, zakaj se je to zgodilo, nam bo sam povedal Edi in ga lepo pozdravljam sedaj na današnji oddaji Radia SBS. Edi, dobar dan and welcome to the Slovenian program on SBS Radio.
Hvala Lentije, dobar dan in upam da ste sve dobre.
Edi, what led to the dismissal of the council in Geelong? It just seems unprecedented that a state government could do this.
Well, Lindsay, look, it's not necessarily unprecedented. There have been councils that have been dismissed in the past. None of these are examples that are to be proud of, but obviously the Brisbane Council had been dismissed probably some 5 or 6 years ago as well. But I suppose specific to the city of Greater Geelong, whether we agree with it or not, that's what's occurred. And what led to it was a commission inquiry that was called for reasons associated with alleged bullying and harassment within the council. And as a result of that and the findings, the commission put forward suggestions to the state government, and one of the suggestions was to dismiss the entire council, and that's what occurred some 3 weeks ago.
When were the next council elections due to be held?
In Victoria, the next elections for local government was due in October this year, which is still the case, and at this stage all of the other councils and shires within Victoria, other than if they have some specific caveats on them, will be going to an election in October this year.
Wouldn't you think that with only 6 months out of a council election that the Victorian government couldn't have held off doing this?
Well, my personal view is that there were many options available to the state government. You know, just like any other workplace, Lenti, if there's behaviour or alleged misconduct, then you know, normally what would occur is that would be investigated. There would be a process that would be worked through, whether that be disciplinary training, coaching or otherwise. And if it got to the point where dismissal was required, then that's what could occur and would occur. However, in this case, I don't believe that that has followed that process, and the only option that's been taken has been to dismiss the entire council. Now, you ask, you know, could have it waited? Of course it could have. Should the matters have been dealt with if they were found to be true, accurate and correct? Yes, they should have, but that doesn't mean that the entire council needed to be dismissed. And as a result of that, the people that elected the council now no longer have a say on what occurs with it.
Well, that's the whole point here. Many would argue that it should be the people deciding what happens with the council at the appropriate time and not a state government sitting in Spring Street.
Certainly that has been put to me, and I guess, you know, I'm not going to debate it. It's certainly a view that has been shared to me, and I'm sure it has been shared with you as well.
What happened to your particular position? How are you taking this personally, especially considering you have contributed so much to council life in Geelong, along with your brother Srechko, or Stretch, as we more affectionately know him? You've both been so active in Geelong.
Okay, well, first of all, as you know, Srechko is no longer a councillor and what hasn't been for about 8 or 9 months because he moved overseas with work. So Stretch wasn't part of the process that we just went through. Having said that, back to myself, yes, I felt that it's been, you know, tremendous 6 years. We've been able to do some wonderful things over that period of time. I held 3 portfolios whilst I was on council, and one of them that's dear to my heart is multiculturalism. So I held that for the entire 6 years that I was on council and was able to do some, you know, great things and engage with some great multicultural communities, including the Slovenian community, over that period of time. And I think coming from a migrant background, I had some experience that I could offer in that portfolio. Where to from here? I still have, you know, a desire to continue to contribute to community, regardless of whether that's in local government or other aspects of life, and I'll continue to do that and use my skills where they may be wanted or needed if such opportunities come around. How am I taking it personally? I'm bitterly disappointed, of course, because it's a process that one is tainted with the same brush as everyone else. And that's something that's quite difficult for me to accept. And when I felt that I'd always conducted my duties, you know, as an elected officer in an appropriate and respectful and honourable manner. But, you know, we'll move on, and I've certainly had a lot of support from the community. And as I said, maybe I'll continue to contribute in the best possible manner that I can, and we'll just see what the future holds.
Dragi poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, pogovarjam se z znanim članom slovenske skupnosti, ki je veliko let tudi sodeloval v občini mesta Geelong. To je gospod Eddie Contell in je naš današnji gost slovenske oddaje na Radio SBS. Eddie, we often discuss the future of the Slovenian community on this program. I'm sure it's something that would be close to your heart, seeing as though you've been so involved in the community in Geelong and elsewhere for so many years. Many would argue that we've hit a bit of a crossroads, if not worse, where it seems perhaps the community has really come to a brick wall, with the older generation slowly passing on and the younger generation, in most instances, not being interested in being involved. What's your take on all this? Because it's a topic of discussion that often takes place on this program, and there's even been discussion of a meeting to take place with the Slovenian ambassador in Australia. So it was announced here on this program about a month ago.
Yeah, it's an important point you raise, Lenti. And look, we're not an island when it comes to this. Many of the migrant communities, particularly those that immigrated here in the 40s, 50s, 60s and 70s, whether they be the Macedonian community, the Serbian community, the Ukrainian community, the Russian community, you could name a dozen or so that are in similar situation where they've come over, they've had this strong network of residents and community members from the same country coming over here and settling, and they've used that as a great support group. And we've all benefited from that, the children being you and I. However, you know, you've now got people like yourself, second and third generation, that have perhaps married into a different nationality, and then the links back to the Slovenian community or whatever nationality you may have is not as strong and perhaps not as required as it was in those days. And so where to from here? We've got the ageing population and the original migrants that came over that unfortunately are sadly passing away. And so where do we go to as a culture and to be able to maintain that heritage? It's not going to be a silver bullet approach, because what we're going to have to do, I feel, is to engage on a broader basis. And the offerings that Slovenian clubs used to offer the generations of the past are not necessarily what this generation are looking for. And so we really need to try to appreciate what's this current generation looking for. So you've probably seen it as well, Lenti, and I certainly see it in Geelong. We are actually getting Slovenians migrating to Australia, but they're not really tapping into the Slovenian club for support, because these are educated, skilled migrants that really can stand up on their own two feet. So how do we engage them to ensure that we maintain our culture and heritage? You know, I think what we have to do is work more so on assisting with businesses, on their commercial aspects of life for the Slovenians that are coming over here and tapping into those needs. And also engaging with other nationalities and not making it necessarily just Slovenians that congregate at our clubs, that we open it up to a broader spectrum, because we do have new and emerging communities that are coming into the country that don't have the wonderful facilities that our parents built for the Slovenian community. And unless we start to utilise those facilities further, really they will become a burden on the Slovenian community, because, as you know, there's a cost in maintaining them and running those facilities, so we need to get utilisation out of them. So I do think it needs a bit more of a think tank on that. And as I said, we're not the only community that's going through this. And so utilisation, I think, of the facilities, but being able to continue to tap into and maintain our Slovenian heritage. And I know, as you mentioned, that the ambassador, Helena Dranovšek, is very strong on this as well. And it's great to see that she's now established in country, and we'll need to tap into that a little broader too. So look, there's work to be done. It's going to need leadership, Lenti. It's going to need leadership from people like yourself and me and other second and third generation Slovenians. And you know, that's difficult to obtain because people are busy in their own lives, but we can't stop.
You get these newer generation, novi priseljenci Slovenije, who have moved here, who perhaps come to a club once or twice and never return, because of bad experiences. They don't feel welcome at these clubs. It's like they're made to feel like they're outsiders. That's happened a number of times. Secondly, when they come into the Slovenian community, go to a club, they feel like they've travelled back in time 30 or 40 years. I've heard on a number of occasions where they've said, I feel like I'm back in socialist Yugoslavia when I enter one of these clubs. No offence to any of the club presidents or committees who do a marvellous job running these associations, as we both know. But this is what is being said. These are the comments, and this is the reaction from a lot of the Novi Priseljenci, the newest Slovenian migrants who have arrived in Australia perhaps in the last 15, 20 years, that they either don't feel welcome or they feel like they've gone into a time capsule and travelled back to the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah, look, you've hit on two really interesting points. And the first one, I suppose I applaud you for bringing it up, is that people come to the Slovenian clubs and don't feel welcome. I don't know why that is. I have sensed that myself, and I have had that type of feedback myself as well. And I don't know why that is, because, as you know and I know, that the Slovenian community and Slovenian people are a beautiful race and very welcoming and hospitable. So I don't know why that occurs. We really need to put some effort into ensuring that we break down those barriers between the new coming and the people that have been here for some time. I see it with mixed marriages as well, where the partners come up and don't feel as welcome as what perhaps they should do. So you're right in that there's a hell of a lot of work that's got to be done there. And I hope.
And the truth hurts, because there'd be a number of people listening to this who are involved in the community, the first generation, who would probably be offended and insulted at what I just said. But the truth is the truth.
And that's why I do applaud you for bringing it up, because it is a real issue, and I have experienced it personally. And it's sad, because we all know that, by and large, and right, a majority, the Slovenian people are beautiful people and very hospitable, but we do sense that. And I suppose with the new leadership coming aboard, I see with the work that Dan Furlan and the team there in Geelong are doing, they are certainly aware of that and trying to break down those barriers and welcome new people into the club. And they've run many different initiatives, whether it be pasta nights on Fridays or whether it be football Fridays, and trying to engage a broader group than just the Slovenian community to welcome them and make them feel welcome. So that's the work that needs to be done.
Similar thing up at the Slovenian Association Melbourne, where the younger generation are in charge of the club, and they've put on some fantastic functions. I've attended some personally, had wonderful times. Sadly, the numbers just haven't been there.
That's right. The second point that you brought up, the new communities and the third and fourth generation Slovenians don't necessarily want or need the support or the entertainment that was provided in the past. Slovenia has moved on as a country. We're not as familiar with that country as what we were many, many years ago. And so we need to start to cater for the needs of today rather than us. We still need to have respect and still stay engaged with the culture and heritage and the language and the song and food, of course. But it needs to now be for today's requirements.
An example, and I don't think they'll object at all if I mention Club Triglav in Sydney last year, New Year's Eve, didn't have a Slovenian band. They hired a DJ and they had live Brazilian dancers. And apparently the function just went off.
Yes. Well, I mean, you see other communities, and I probably won't pick any out, but you do see other communities doing similar things, Lenti, where they have sort of music festivals, and they're not necessarily music festivals with just that language that's being portrayed. It's all sorts of music that comes and it attracts different types of demographic.
Eddie, thank you so much for joining us today on SBS and speaking to us about what really occurred down in Geelong with regards to the council dismissal a few weeks ago, as well as your thoughts on the future of the Slovenian community. It's been a pleasure speaking with you as always. Well, we wish you all the best in your current and future endeavours, and hope that you do get involved again. You've certainly got the support and the popularity, judging by your Facebook page.
Oh, thank you, Lenti. Yeah, I really appreciate that. Look, I'm certainly not going anywhere, and I'll certainly stay engaged, particularly at a level here in Geelong. But as you know, I work in Melbourne and have done for my entire career pretty much, and so I do get involved in community activities here as well. So I will certainly still be around, and I do appreciate the support, and thanks for having me on the show. Let's post it off, Sam.